The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say man.
Okay,
and
after one
in the
year.
Bed, we don't give a damn.
And this is the American Freedom Party Report. 9 June 2017 here on Republic Broadcasting.
Hey ho.
And this
hey,
is
ho.
George, and I'm about to hand the microphone over to our master of ceremonies, James Kelso.
Sorry about the hey ho there, folks. This is Kelso, and you're listening live. Always immediately self-evident that this show is live. As we launch into the American Freedom Party Report, which is the name we give to this show on Sundays, our three-hour extravaganza. Monday through Friday, we've got just a one-hour show, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And today we'll be on with you from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We invite you to call in at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. And I hope you'll have calls in line with the, if I may make a suggestion for your phoning. I'll tell you what, George, I am so encouraged by what has happened in the last week in the Trump phenomenon. So I encourage folks out there in the audience, if you could find a theme that's along the lines of the great successes that Donald Trump has delivered to us as patriots this week, that would be most appreciated, because it's just, I don't know of any week in my life where more good things have happened to our cause than this last week with the event at the Kennedy Center a week ago, put on by Pastor Robert Jeffers of the First Baptist Church of Dallas. I thought you couldn't top that. Well, Donald Trump topped that with his Kaczynski Square speech in Warsaw on Thursday. Thought you couldn't top that. And you know what? Maybe you can't. That might stand as the greatest speech by an American president ever, and that may hold up for a while, at least until Donald Trump's next greatest speech in American history. But he certainly amazed us again the next day on Friday with his meeting with Vladimir Putin. My gosh, it doesn't get any better than that. So I hope that callers will be filled with good cheer and have kind of keep it on that theme of how wonderful this week has been. If you have any bad news or something negative you want to say, if you could save that for another time, that would be good. And anyway, but your call is your call, so you can call in on anything you want to call in on. Let me go here to my, as I scramble here with my screens in front of me, we've got with us George, who opened the show. George, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, James. I'll relay a little bit of news that's sort of in between the bad and the good. I thought last week was magnificent. Representative Steve Scalise is still fighting for his life in D.C. And the liberal media, USA Today, had to admit and put an article out there that Representative Scalise is in a very questionable hospital. I have some firsthand experience with that hospital. It's not very good firsthand experience. And I won't even recount it because it'll make me sound old and bitter, but we'll just suffice to say that the Washington Hospital Center was a place where people went for the last time for many, many decades. They've tried to put a fresh coat of paint on the place, and now, you know, they have the MedStar Alliance or whatever. So it looks a lot nicer than it used to. But if you ask even USA Today, it's one of the worst rated hospitals for the spread of infection. So, hey, Representative Scalise just had major surgery because he had major infection. So he went backwards last week. And I'm going, attention, Trump Incorporated. Let's move Representative Scalise to a good hospital somewhere that's not in the middle of downtown Washington. So that's my snarl for the week. Let's get back to positive thing.
Yeah, so he probably was, when he was shot, he was probably, would that have been the nearest hospital?
That was the indicated shock trauma place.
You know? Okay.
So why not? It's in the middle of D.C., and that's right. What, you know, they clean up after every evening, and the gunshot wound victims tend to start out at Washington Hospital Center, and he was one of them.
Yes, and then let me, pardon me, folks, a little bit rude for me to speak on the phone during the show here, but we've got Rob in New York, and Rob, we're in the show right now. Okay, this is Rob, right? Oh my gosh! Oh, Jim! Oh my gosh! Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I'm going to call you back, Jim, in a break. Can I do that? Will you be there at your number? Okay, great. All right, thank you, sir. Bye bye. Let me just hang up on that, folks. Well, I'll tell you, great things are happening. The phones are ringing, and people are making connections. Donald Trump has got the patriot community just sort of activated to a degree it's never been activated before. And returning to the Scalise story, it was, you know, if there's a little bit of optimism possible there in the kind of injury that Steve Scalise had, which is the kind of injury that George Wallace had and that the Pope had, which is a gut wound, it is expected that you will have to go back in for surgery to clean up recurring infections that will occur and can even go for years, as it did for both the Pope and George Wallace. They had to go back for surgery for years. And this was not like a, hopefully that's what it is, George. And
I'll just one more time. This has limitless political capital. It's unfortunate that that wonderful man had to take a bullet for the cause. But that event, more than anything else, has made it possible for the euphoria of the last 3 weeks. That has wiped the slate clean. We are no longer in a Russiagate crisis mode. And if anyone wants to, you know, try to pry that open, all the president has to do is point his finger and say, liberals are murderers. You know, that man was not shot by Islamic terrorists or by Red Brigades or even by Black Panthers. He was shot by a garden variety white liberal, EKU. So that's what happened.
Indeed. And the, you know, I'm just here with the computer screens around me, folks. I'm just relishing these images from Hamburg of the G20 meeting, preceded by the wonderful images from Warsaw the 2 days before. And of course, Donald Trump is going back to Europe. He's back here now with us. He's back in DC, so he can get on the phone personally and talk to his own physician and maybe get some better, whatever upgrade is possible for Steve Scalise. And But he is then going to be going. Let's see here. It's July 9th right now. I ought to indicate that. We're just today's show, July 9th, 2017. Donald Trump will be back in Europe for what the French call 14 juillet, which is the 14th of July. It'd be a good joke in Paris on what date is 14 juillet. Well, yeah, it's July 14th. And he will be to meet with Emmanuel Macron, the newly elected president of France. We call it Bastille Day. They're comparable for the French to our 4th of July. And Donald Trump will be back in Europe, just continuing this victory tour that he had. And I'm looking at this picture, George. There's Jacob Zuma with his wife in this this array of about 30. It's a G20, but there are about 30 of them.
So suddenly there's silence on the line, engineer. Am I on the air? I guess that means I'll continue. So James is talking about the G20. And James, it might be you who have muted yourself, pal. So come back to us. While we're waiting for James to come back, we certainly have a festive field day in the last couple of days watching Hamburg erupt into riots. As folks are protesting the presence of G20 high-ranking individuals, it's all very interesting to me. Just who is doing the rioting? They sure don't look like middle-class, successful Germans. So we feel the hand of George Soros in there somehow. But we're real glad that Donald Trump was able to make the handshake and his fabulous speech in Poland, and we know whose side he's on. James, are you back with us yet? All right. Still looks like a James-free environment here.
Okay. Now, George.
James, you just popped in.
I just popped in. I was talking with Paul on another Skype line. So the folks, just a little bit of that hurly-burly of live radio here as the engineers in Austin, engineer getting all three of us together at the same time here. I should do nothing, right? Okay. All right, great. All right, so engineer in Austin there is going to hook Paul Fromm into the conversation here. And as we get through our preliminaries. And inviting you to call at 800-313-9443 to talk about the great things going on right now. I'm looking now, George. I'm looking
at the horse.
Yeah, there he is. The Paul Fromm folks has a Skype icon. All right, Paul. There you go. I think we're all in one piece right now. Let me.
Hey, Paul, you got a radio check? Are you out there?
Yes, I am.
All right, rock and roll. We have a threesome.
Yeah.
All right. Paul, it's been quite a week, an amazing week, all of it victorious, no bad news whatsoever that I know of, and major changes forward, for our future as a people, with what occurred in Hamburg and what occurred the previous 2 days in Warsaw, Poland. I was just mentioning to the audience that Donald Trump will be going back to Paris on July 14th. For Bastille Day at the invitation of Emmanuel Macron, somebody he already spent some time with in Hamburg. But there were some, my gosh, what a display of leadership. Donald Trump completely denying Angela Merkel on the climate change accord so that the people in the some of the smart alecks in the G20 were calling it the G19. because Donald Trump has exited from their globalist plans, including the global warming Paris Accord that he took us out of. And you know, one of the plans here for the G20 meeting, Paul, was to get Donald Trump to use all the influence they can to rope him back in to, if not the original climate accord, a modified climate accord. But it was not to be. Donald Trump didn't take the bait. No climate accord.
And he made it quite clear he was not going to go for one of these masochistic, job-killing, economy-ruining schemes concocted by the by Merkel and Macron. This was a he stood tall, and they're just gnashing their teeth. I had to find out the truth this morning over breakfast to find out what was going on, so I turned on CNN and was listening to Fareed Zakaria. Don't you Americans have any white man who can anchor the news? That's the problem. Why do we have an Egyptian? Anyway, there's Fareed, and he has a panel. And I thought, that's a really balanced panel. Jews constitute about 2% of the population of the United States. Both panelists were Jews. Elliot Abrams, a neocon hangover from, I think it was Bush the First, and some other a woman whose name slips my mind for the moment, but she was also obviously Jewish. You know, this is the way the lamestream media manages, massages, sanitizes the news. So people, a whole range of options are not even out there. It was almost classic what was being done, and it shows the dispossession of white America. Here you've got the talking head who's supposed to be all knowledgeable, this Fareed Zakaria, in a nation of what, over 220 million whites or more, and yet you know, they choose an obvious foreigner, and as the panel of expert. They choose two people with an obvious minority agenda. It's really instructive.
Yes, anyway, I watched the same thing. I was watching the news last night on MSNBC and CNN for exactly the same reason that you were, Paul. And I was sitting there counting, just as the breaks went by, counting all the people that came on the screen. And the thing that I noted to the people with me as we were watching this, this was supposedly the reporting of news, but a couple hours went by, not one voice in any way supportive, appreciative, or even neutral about Donald Trump and the very important events going on right now. It was every single person had some shot to take at Donald Trump. And this was... I mean, it was unhinged. It was so bad. The people who didn't really had nothing to say, just, I mean, basically you could boil the whole so-called news down to, I hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a threat to humanity. He is a disgusting man. That was about it. That was all that they could say. And then non-stories, you know, reporting something, you know, completely nonsensical, as you know, we had the other day, Paul. I read that news report where the reporter noted that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump at their meeting together that went on for 2 hours and 15 minutes, they sat with their legs splayed. That was the news.
I remember that, and when you mentioned it the other night, I thought, well, what does it even mean, or what does it matter? I mean, it might have been different if they were sitting nude or standing on their heads. What does it, you know, they are scraping not just the bottom of the
box. Yeah, it's unhinged desperation. We got a little break here, folks, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It was brilliant.
I've been thinking about live
radio. Folks, it's just as live for George, Paul, and myself as it is for you. And the, wow. Let's see here. Just a,
I got the woman's name on our break there. The sidekick to Elliot Abrams. It was Ann Applebaum. So
yes.
There's your balanced panel in a nation where they are about 2% of the population that they and one foreigner gobble up all of the talking heads on that part of the discussion of the G20 meeting. This is textbook managed news. This makes the old Pravda and Izvestia look almost Bush League.
Yes, no Pravda in Izvestia and no Izvestia in Pravda, folks. No truth in one, no news in the other. And the great news is that it's not working. Our enemies in an unhinged this unhinged moment for them. They don't know how to react to losing. And so rather than just going back to their measured march through the institutions, just quietly undermining everything, they're making these desperate moves, like the news reporting we're seeing, where it's just the public's not buying it. If you sit for an hour in front of your boob tube and hear Donald Trump bashed for an hour, at some point, to anybody in America, they realized, hey, there's something wrong with this picture. We just elected this man. He's just on a magnificent, victorious tour through Europe. And all I hear is that he sat with his legs splayed with this Satan himself, Vladimir Putin, and the, and it's so obvious to the public. Wait a minute. I'm getting the impression that Fareed Zakaria and these other clowns, they want a war with Russia. They don't want peace. You know, what's wrong with this picture? Our president just did the thing that we have needed for over a century. We have needed peace with Russia. And the white race has needed peace with Russia for a century. And here we go ahead.
You know, we don't need another war. You know, there's no reason for a war. And I agree. I think people have reached the saturation point. And, this cry we heard right after the election. But we told them. We told them he was a racist. We told them he was a white supremacist. We told them he was a misogynist. But they still voted for him. This is what they can't get. The old weaponized words of defamation that were supposed to, beat a person into submission, or at least to terrify any potential friends or allies to make them run the other way, just aren't working, or at least I should say not working as well. And I think they're desperate.
Yes. Yeah. And Trump.
Desperate Trump, and in denial. Hey, Paul, I'll jump in there with you. Excellent article on RBN. It's called Declaration of Urban Independence, Cities Taking Over Their Own Destinies. Kind of a pablum of a title, but I'm reading the article. It's a whole bunch of very disturbed common liberals going, "What just happened? Oh, my God." And they're getting ready to celebrate Hillary Clinton's great victory. And next thing you know, Donald Trump won. And what I like, this article, it's on RBN, on their rolling list of articles, and it's a bunch of garden variety liberals going around, "Well, the cities of the United States and Canada, like Toronto and New York and Chicago and Baltimore, they need to resist Donald Trump and go about their own business and govern themselves." What I really like about that is such a nonsensical bunch of nothing and denial that they just took a massive, massive, massive hit. That's good. I want liberals to do this. Spin around, stewing their own juices, not change anything and go, "Hoo, hoo, 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 Donald Trump bad." Because it's like you said, James, middle America has spoken, and that train left the station. So it's wonderful to see commie libs in denial, and they really don't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm looking at the story you just referenced. Very good story at republicbroadcasting.org, folks. And it's a Politico magazine article. We'll get to that and your phone calls right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. A man is hard. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report, which is kind of an extension of the Trump phenomenon. It all blends into one 8-hour show through the week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And today we'll be on from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Let us go to a regular feature here on these shows, which is following our president in his social media, his messaging directly to us. You know, back when during the primaries, this show emitted the recommendation that Donald Trump ought to institute his own form of the fireside chat of Franklin Roosevelt. And that's exactly what he's done, folks. Every Friday or thereabouts, he gives us a weekly video message about 3 minutes long. And then daily, he gives us messages to his 100 million social media subscribers. Let's look at his latest on his one of those accounts, his Twitter account, at Real Donald Trump. And he's got a boy, is he happy with as he returns to Washington. And let's just go backwards in time, starting with 7 hours ago, saying that Sanctions were not discussed at my meeting with President Putin. Nothing will be done until the Ukrainian and Syrian problems are solved. Okay, that's fine. In fact, let's go back. Let me go back in order here. Putin and I, let's see here. He's got a whole series of tweets, so they all stick together. He goes, the G20 summit was a great success for the U.S. Explained that the U.S. must fix the many bad trade deals it has made. Will get done. I love his shorthand. I strongly pressed President Putin twice about Russian meddling in our election. He vehemently denied it. I've already given my opinion. We negotiated, which is that there was none. We negotiated a ceasefire in parts of Syria, which will save lives. Now it is time. Here it is. Here's the meaning, folks. Now it is time to move forward in working constructively with Russia. That's the message. That's what Donald and Vladimir are going to do. Work constructively for peace between our nations and prosperity for our peoples. Putin and I discussed forming an impenetrable cybersecurity unit so that election hacking and many other negative things will be guarded and safe. Questions were asked about why the CIA and FBI had to ask the DNC 13 times for their server and were rejected. Still don't have it. Fake news said 17 intel agencies when actually there were four and had to apologize. Why did Obama do nothing, all caps, when he had info before election? So it's a little bit cryptic there, folks, as Donald Trump's tweets tend to be very brief, but it's easily understood the meaning and all of those things. The key sentence, it's time to move forward in working constructively with Russia. And all the other comments about, I pressed him hard on cybersecurity. I pressed him hard on, this. That, folks, that's all political verbiage. The obligatory, well, I asked him about this. I asked him about that. And then now let's get on to the real subject, which is.
If I listen to the talking heads, that they actually have been working out something to reduce the violence in Syria, or was this a lie?
Yeah, well, Donald Trump and the president of Jordan and Vladimir Putin have declared a ceasefire in the key part of Syria, southwestern Syria, which is where Damascus is, where most of what happens is happening there. They've declared a ceasefire. This is monumental. It's tremendous. And again, for all of you out there who, not so many in this audience, but for anyone who was a doubter as to whether Donald Trump was a peace president, and folks who were worried that he was a saber rattling, just another one of these George Bush, let's start a war people. No, his favorite book, Investen Nicht Neues, In the West, No News, All Quiet on the Western Front, the greatest peace novel ever written. Donald Trump, his most admired book. He is a peace president. He's like Henry Ford, who said, I dedicate my life and my fortune to ending this war, speaking about World War I. Lindbergh, same, senior and junior. The same kind of men. They want peace for our people. They want prosperity for our people. They want to look after the interests. They're like Professor Kevin McDonald. Look at his website, theoccidentalobserver.net, which is dedicated to advocating for the interests of our, as you say, Paul, our founder settler people, the white folks who built this civilization, as Donald Trump so magnificently said in his Kaczynski Square speech. I'm going to refer to that here in just a moment. He said a three-word sentence, just magnificent. We write symphonies. And then the next day, after flying into Hamburg, as if, how beautiful, a script here. The G20 leaders went off to the Elbe Philharmonic Hall to hear the greatest symphony. Yes, we write symphonies. And the greatest one that we ever have written, Beethoven's Ninth, was the symphony that these G20 leaders heard, as if to put, Paul, an exclamation mark on what Donald Trump had just said in Warsaw.
Wow.
Inadvertent on the part of Angela Merkel, the stupid dopes in the EU they've actually made Beethoven's Ninth Symphony their theme song.
Yeah.
And not realizing it, you know, that they no, folks, Beethoven is not on your team. He's on our team, and his music does not comport well with your program. Beethoven was furious at tyrants, and the EU is a bunch of tyrants. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
And here's what, now, if you remember back in the, back at the Republican convention, you know, Donald Trump, he wasn't getting support. No senators until Jeff Sessions stepped forward. Not a single U.S. senator supported Donald Trump. Almost no congressman, just a few patriotic congressmen, no newspapers. It was amazing. He had no endorsements from any newspaper for the longest time. And then even by election time, he'd only gotten a couple endorsements, whereas, you know, Hillary and then all the other Republican dopes in the primaries, they had hundreds of endorsements and hundreds of congressmen and senators all lined up to endorse him. But one person I was impressed, you know, not somebody I've ever particularly admired, Bob Dole, but, you know, there have been flashes of integrity and courage from Bob Dole. And one of them was at the Republican convention where Bob Dole came in to endorse Donald Trump and to support him, even in his very, I think, reduced health situation, you know, pretty crippled up. But, and so Donald Trump returns the favor here. He retweets Senator Dole. He says, Senator Dole, Bob Dole made a tweet about the trip. He says, the president's speech in Warsaw, Poland was one for the ages, a vital, eloquent, and stirring articulation of the values and shared goals that bind us together with the Polish people and with millions of others around the world who seek to live in freedom. We cannot mistake the significance of Poland and the great Polish people in the history of the struggle for human liberty. The message was desperately needed at this time from our American president, and we are grateful for it and for the manner in which he delivered it. President Trump also completed a number of critically important strategic meetings in Hamburg, Germany, with heads of state from around the world, all central to strengthening our relationships and building partnerships that will defeat terrorists and expand and protect our liberties. In so doing, protecting and promoting the interests of America. Americans should be proud of the strong American leadership being restored by President Trump. And folks, when we say restored, I don't think that Bob Dole has quite this perspective, Paul and George, but restored, I don't know if Bob Dole is thinking back to maybe his time in office or Ronald Reagan or Dwight D. Eisenhower, but folks, the greatness that Donald Trump is restoring, you have to go back to at least Calvin Coolidge and maybe back further to James Knox Polk. When you talk, or Andrew Jackson, let's go back to Andrew Jackson in terms of the kind of greatness that Donald Trump is restoring. But who knows? Maybe Bob Dole had that in mind. But Donald Trump returns the favor by retweeting Bob Dole. And speaking of the meeting in Hamburg, Germany, another wonderful moment there for the dinner. You know, they have the Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. As if on cue, really, as if on inadvertent cue for Donald Trump. But then at the dinner, they the people organizing the G20 mixed up the spouses. They had everybody seated with somebody else's spouse. And I don't know how this happened, but Melania ends up seated with Vladimir Putin on her right. Beautiful. And they are just so, you can tell. You can't hear, they don't have audio of what they were saying, but they're speaking possibly in German because Melania speaks fluent German and so does Vladimir Putin, the only language they share between the two of them. So I don't know if it was German or not, but they were obviously happy with each other. And every time Vladimir Putin came into the presence of Melania Trump, Paul, he was just beaming. Like, you know, just a man just, you know, just a happy, happy man. And so Melania and Vladimir Putin really hit it off. the same body chemistry with Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump as they splayed their legs there in their 2-hour and 15-minute meeting, which is, of course, maybe for the reporter was like weird. Maybe this reporter only sits with his or her legs crossed or something. But men do sit in a chair the way that you see in those pictures, reporter. And especially when they're buddies, especially when they're friends, they sit in that very comfortable way and they lean forward as Putin and Trump did. Another interesting thing, I'd love to if Tom Sunik were with us today, because Donald Trump got to spend time with the president of Croatia. And I was unaware of what a beautiful woman the Croatians have. Let me find here in finding her. The president of Croatia, who is one of these Three Seas Initiative nations, 12 nations, which are absenting themselves from the insanity of the EU. They are insisting on enforcing their borders. They are insisting on protecting their jobs. They are not interested in subsuming themselves to a EU monstrosity. Her name is, and let me play it for you. Let me just see if I have the pronunciation right. It's Kolinda Grabar Kitarovic. I think I got it right. Let me see here. Let me see if I can't play it for you. Here is the official pronunciation of, I don't want to do this. This is the pronunciation for Angela Merkel. We don't want that. I'm just going to get rid of that. Type in, her name is Kolinda Grabar Kitarovic, and she is the most beautiful president on planet Earth, let me assure you. There are some great pictures of her in I cataloged 4 different bikinis that she wears in her Google images, let me find her, she is a very beautiful woman and part of this Three Seas Initiative. I would love to ask Tom Sunik, our American Freedom Party director, who lives in Zagreb, Croatia, to give us some insight on the new president who was installed in 2015, I believe. And here is the way to pronounce her name. Here it is. I'll just play it right now for you. We can all become experts on this most beautiful president on earth.
Kolinda Grabar Kitarovic.
I'll play it one more time.
Kolinda Grabar Kitarovic.
Yes, and check the Google images out yourself, folks. They're on one of the three seas, the Adriatic, where Kolinda Grabar Kitarovic is. She's either a Paul in her orange, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, or her blue one, or her flowery one, or the pink one. This is Kolinda Grabar Kitarovic, the president of Croatia.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and she is an absolutely a beautiful woman at the G20 meeting. And, of course, everybody also astonished by the beauty of Melania Trump, however, who's not a head of state. And Melania Trump just wow all of Europe with the very tasteful clothes and the elegance of her, her style. And in Warsaw, she gave the introduction to her husband. That was magnificent. The Poles went wild over that. A fellow Slav from Slovenia, introducing in Poland. And then, the dinner with Vladimir Putin. I mean, Donald Trump and Melania just completely stole the show. There was no reporting on anything else.
Funny how that works. Hey, James, check your Skype, please.
Okay, all righty. All right. I don't know if I'm in the same Skype window that you're in. Engineer, let me see if we have any calls coming in. It's 800-313-9443. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'm missing. Okay. Oh, I'm in another window. Okay. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm seeing it now. All right. We've got a break, folks. We'll be right back.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. And, boy, don't you just love live radio? It's nothing. Paul, I've been doing live radio. You know, you and I started out doing radio about the same time.
Yes, and in the early 2000s, it's with Stormfront.
Yeah, and I got hooked on it early. And we were pioneers on the internet radio, with the little shoutcast broadcasts that we were doing, and we had some mighty good hosts back then, and some of them are still going at it. But the I've gotten, you know, there's, you can do recorded, tape recorded radio, and then you can also do live. And there's just something very special about live radio, kind of like the difference between live performance and music and doing recordings in the studio. Anyway, I really love live radio. But part of that is the rough edges, which are sometimes more in evidence than others. Paul had an outrage from north of the border. Go ahead, Paul.
And this has an American application. The fellow's name is Omar Khadr, Khadr. He unfortunately was born in Canada of a Palestinian Egyptian family, and there's serious bad news. It's a terrorist family. His father was a big fundraiser for Osama bin Laden. Anyway, about 15 years ago, Khadr Sr. had moved his family to Afghanistan because he wanted to be in a more Sharia law Islamic sort of environment, which is good. I'm glad. I just wish they never moved back. But they come back and forth to Canada every time anybody in the family needed medical patching up. The senior Khadr was had a bad heart condition, so we take care of him. So anyway, 15 years ago, wherever Khadr Sr. was hiding out with two of his sons, they were raided by the American military. Khadr Sr. was killed. A younger son was left crippled, and Omar Khadr was in this firefight, threw a grenade, and he killed an American officer, and the grenade also badly wounded another officer, and he's lost an eye. So Sergeant Spear died, and the second American serviceman was seriously injured for life. Well, Omar Khadr was captured and taken to Guantanamo. Khadr eventually confessed to murder and was sentenced in an American court to 8 further years in prison. At this point, the Canadians intervened, and a deal was worked out so that Khadr was sent back to Canada to serve the rest of his sentence. Under our rinky-dink laws, you can apply for parole after 1/3 of your sentence. So Khadr, long story short, Khadr's up and walking free. Well, that's bad enough. It gets worse. He sued the federal government for $20 million. Why, you might ask? Well, apparently our security and our spy and security agency, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, was involved in his interrogation in Guantanamo and in some way violated his rights. So he's seeking $20 million, a suit that many people think would go nowhere. The previous conservative government said, we took care of our obligation to him. As much as we don't like him as a citizen, we brought him back. He served the rest of his sentence. That's what we did for him. We wash our hands. But the Supreme Court said, well, no, his rights had been violated somehow. So the Canadian government on Thursday, in just a disgusting announcement, is apologizing to him and giving him $10.5 million.
Yeah, that is bad. The little break here, folks, and then we'll come right back. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.